Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Happy Thursday morning to you. Happy Wichita Open Thursday, as golfers have been going for about 12 minutes out here at Crestview Country Club, which is where we will be live with you the next 2 days. 4 hours each day. We're so excited to be here. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner, a three-man booth is what we're rolling with here this week on Sports Daily. Excited to do it. We're excited to be here. Look, when the conditions gave us what they gave us, I'd say, fellas, looking around here right now from where it was yesterday when I left, there have been a lot of people working really, really, really hard. I'm looking over at 17. It's just over there if you're watching us on our video stream. And they do have canopies back up. That I did not expect. So this is going to be a party. So just be ready for business as usual out here. The golf will be business as usual. We know we'll have plenty of that. We'll have a lot of the staff out here to tell us about some of the work they've been doing to get this course back in playing shape. If you saw some of the images of what this thing looked like after, what was that, Tuesday night, it was remarkable. We appreciate you listening to us here on KFH. We'll be there live all week long. We appreciate you watching us on this video stream. 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X. Get in touch with us all the different ways. Max is back in the studio. Tommy, you were out here in the Pro-Am yesterday. Man, I cannot believe this thing looks the way it looks after what we saw Tuesday.
Yeah, it's absolutely remarkable the way that the grounds crew and the Wichita Open staff, the Korn Ferry Tour staff, the way that everybody has come together to get this course in great golf condition, playable conditions, is incredible. And you can see, obviously, still some limbs down, some smaller branches, things like that. But by and large, man, it is this entire property looks night and day different than it did 48 hours ago, which is phenomenal. You mentioned the Pro-Am that went on like normal yesterday. The course was a little bit soggy. I would recommend even today for people who are coming out, wear some shoes that you don't mind getting a little dirty. It might get a little muddy for you from time to time. But especially by the time we get to this weekend, weather forecast looks phenomenal. Everything's going to be business as usual. And even today, things are going to look pretty much normal.
Yeah, I was almost wore my waterproof golf shoes. I just didn't want you guys to make fun of me. Now I wish I would have done it.
I'm wearing golf shoes, but they look like tennis shoes, and I don't care if they get dirty. So that's what I'm rocking today.
Yeah, make fun of you golf shoes or not. So.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. We've got all kinds of fun stuff going. So if you wonder where we are, if you're going to come out today or tomorrow and you want to stop by and say hi, so they've moved this fan zone. It looks better than it ever has, which it's, what, 2-3 years old now. Mm-hmm. If you remember the NCAA tournament downtown, there was a huge like trailer that turns into a bar with TVs and all kinds of fun stuff in it. That is here with us. Then there is an Una Vida You know, Tequila Bar also just behind us here. I know that there are going to be some vendors out here that are right next to us. HTO is one of those, supports this show. Of course, that's a side hustle for me. So it's going to be a fun environment right here. And it's along the Walkway of Champions, if you've ever been out here. So as you come between 17 and 18, we're just right there off the cart path. You know, these are pros, but we may be in a little danger here. Off of that 18 tee shot.
I don't think so.
Are we a little too far down here on that?
I think we're going to be just fine.
Us out there.
Yeah, if I was playing, I would hook it right into where we are right now. I think these pros are going to be just fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. It's going to be fun. We can't wait. So on your way to 17, if you're coming out to party, just stop by. Say hi. If you're coming out to 17, I believe, and we'll get confirmation from this. So Dusty, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I believe if you've got tickets to 17, you can get into the area we are. So just stop by on your way out. Say hi. We'd love to see you. We've got Tim Fitzgerald coming up later in this show as well. Our K-State insider. Just want to keep picking at his brain about all these changes coming down the pipeline with the NCAA. We're starting to hear a little more reaction from some schools. We'll see what K-State's saying about the revenue share and everything else that's going on with this. We will also have all kinds of the staff from here out to talk about these conditions, the work that's been done. Dusty Buell, the tournament director, will be here. We'll have Jay Delling, who's the media coordinator, who knows everything about all the golf that's going on down here. Tommy, anybody else we're bringing over today?
Troy Jordan will probably make an appearance. He's the new chairman of the board for the Wichita Open. We had him on the program a week ago to preview everything. I wouldn't be surprised if we have Dane Brummett from Crestview Country Club joining us at some point to talk about just the club and the course and, of course, our partnership with them. I think at some point we'll probably have the folks from 3570 Golf Co. come out. They've got a pop-up shop out here this weekend, and they're selling their merchandise. And so you've heard us talking about 3570 Golf Company for a long time on this program, and you can come out to the Wichita Open and actually get some of the merchandise. So it should be an action-packed couple of days here on the program.
All of that is what's on tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here. We're going to have two opportunities on giveaways today. Of course, we're at Crestview Country Club. What better way and what better day to enter our giveaway to give a couple of you a chance to play a little golf? We're doing this every Friday in June, but the entries are basically every day in June. At least that's when you can enter. So we'll get you the details on that. We'll give away a little HTO as well. We've got a lot in store for you. It's going to be a blast. We'll talk Royals today. Six runs, two games in a row, Brandon.
Two in a row.
Did you ever think that was going to be possible?
Back-to-back games. I thought they might be able to get it won once the rest of the season, but back-to-back the day after talking about it. The Royals, they might be back. They're hitting home runs, which
that's
is the really surprising
part. They're powering up for it. You had a Bobby Witt Jr. home run on Tuesday, a couple of Salvador Perez home runs, Michael Garcia with a big home run last night. There is a world. We'll get into this. I know the three of us between the last two or three days have talked a lot about this, but the sequence of the next few weeks, we're going to never feel more Jekyll and Hyde on how we're feeling about the Royals, because it will change every day, and it will for fans, and it will, like, it's going to be, I just imagine being in that front office, having to just decide what direction do you go? But certainly a couple of wins is a good sign for them, and we'll get more into the game last night. We've got an NBA Finals potential game clincher coming tonight. Brandon is always locked into the NBA, so we'll get to the very latest on what's happening there. We'll look around the sports world as well. But, man, I don't know about you guys. Like, I'm just happy to see this thing looking almost like it normally looks. 18 looks a little different, because the roof got blown off, but they've got it. Looks like it's ready to go as best it can. 17, which is, I think, what a lot of us are the most concerned about, looks great. I don't know that it looks all that different. They've got temporary canopies up for the big ones that went down, and you're going to get a little shade. The weather looks nice. We're not Storm Team 12ers, but the temperatures probably look a little lower than normal, maybe with a touch more humidity. I call it a swamp butt alert day.
Yeah.
Is what I call those.
Yesterday out on the course, it felt like I was in Florida. And it warmed up into the mid 80s, and you could almost see the liquid on the ground evaporating up into the, I mean, it was so humid and muggy out here, but it feels a lot better today. I mean, this is beautiful out here right now.
And that's what's going to, you know, it's going to happen. And then this weekend we'll get a little wind. So we are going to take our first break here. Max has got things driving back in the studio. If you'd like to get in touch with him, it's 869-1240. We're coming back. We'll talk a little Royals, back-to-back winners, when we return from the Wichita Open live on Sports Daily.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing.
go.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner with you. We are here for 4 hours today, 4 hours tomorrow, live from the Wichita Open. We're watching golf now here. So you've got players, Tommy. I guess they split the front and the back as we're watching guys go off on 10 here. So we're facing 10. If you're watching us on our video stream that way, back here is 18. We are right along the Walk of Champions. So if you're coming into the course and on your way to 17, which will be, you know, more toward the end of our show, you will be able to stop by and say hi. We'll have a booth here. It'll be right next to the big party area. And we were just talking, this will be one of the shaded areas of the tournament. So maybe some relief. Just come stop by, say hi. We'll be out here throughout the day and even after we get off the air, kind of bouncing around a little bit. So we're excited to see everybody as we always are out here. We're going to talk a lot about the golf. We're going to bring in and out some of the people involved with getting this course back in working conditions. It really is pretty remarkable if you've seen the images from Tuesday, just what, 72 hours ago, and even yesterday, what the difference looks like between then and now. There's not been a lot of sleep had, I don't think, by the staff out here to get this thing back in the condition that it's in. It'll be a little wet today. It'll probably be a little wet still tomorrow. And then we're looking at, you know, some heat and some wind to dry this thing out. So it'll be good. We're going to talk about all the golf as we make our way through. We want to say thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for always keeping us fueled up here in the KFH family, but all across our Odyssey family with some great coffee. And so thanks, Prairie Fire. Let's talk Royals, boys. We'll get to golf in a little bit. 6-3 winners, 6 runs, 2 games in a row against the Rangers. 6 runs, 2 games in a row for anybody. Against anybody is good news for the Royals because they had struggled. It's odd, Brandon. We saw them sort of wake up the week after Cags was called up. You're like, okay, now they're, you know, they've gotten the message. They're starting to feel things. And then last week against, you know, the A's and the Yankees, things didn't go well. But to start the week off with a couple of big offensive performances is what we want to see. I think this team has more offense internally. I hope it does because I don't think it's coming from anywhere else. But they've got enough juice in that lineup to do this consistently. They just haven't done it consistently. The Rangers pitch as well as any team in baseball this year. 6 runs, 2 games in a row. Here we go.
Yeah, you might just look back. They call up Cags for those 6 games, and then they return home. Maybe this team felt like they were pressing a little bit. And sometimes the best recipe to get out of that funk is get a little trip away with the boys. And here they are now, 6 games on the road coming up, a chance to just reset. And this is a team that looks like it has a renewed energy. Even Chris Bubich didn't have his best stuff last night. He gives up 9 hits, 3 runs. But they still find a way to come from behind, which is impressive in its own, and get a second consecutive win. And anytime you can clinch a series, that's great. Now that this is, I mean, essentially a house money game that they're playing here on a Thursday afternoon, but a chance to go and sweep a really good Rangers team playing some pretty good ball.
Just an
encouraging sign if you're a Royals fan.
Yeah, the Rangers are heating up, and that's, you know, they're one of the teams that has sort of climbed past the Royals in the wild card standings, and they're basically dead even now. Brandon brought up Bubich, which is a great point, because for a lot of this season, Bubich was basically lights out. He hasn't been as much lately, but I think him laboring through one like he did yesterday is probably pretty important for his development. Obviously, that wasn't his best stuff. He gave up. What did he give up? He gave up like 9 hits. Yeah, 9 hits. He walked a batter in 5 1/3. That was 5 1/3 labored innings, but he got through it and he gave him a chance to win in the end. And that matters probably. Look, I don't think Chris Bubich is going to win the Cy Young. Never thought he was. He was on that pace, but now he's got to learn how to be a big league starter. And I think yesterday was a good example of what you have to do to be a big league starter. Just kind of get through one.
Well, it's been, you know, absolutely the case for most of this season that whenever Royals starting pitching has struggled, and it really hasn't been that often, right? The pitching has been really good for most of this year. But when the Royals pitching has struggled, they've been unable to back up and compensate for that with good offense. And this was an example, the game last night, of Chris Bubich not having his best stuff, laboring, as you mentioned. I think that's the perfect word to describe the way that, you know, he pitched yesterday. It wasn't a disaster, but it wasn't his best. And he labored his way through it. He gave up a lot of hits and had traffic on the base paths his time in the game, but the offense was able to pick him up. Specifically, Michael Garcia was able to pick him up. And I mean, I think that it's fair to say at this point that Michael Garcia is the best offensive piece on this team, or at the very minimum, the most consistent offensive piece in this lineup. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get a bunch of attention, deservedly so. Salvador Perez is as well. Vinny Pasquantino, when he's hot, is great. But Michael Garcia, I think we knew that he had some pop in his bat, but I don't think anybody recognized how consistent he can be offensively. The guy's batting nearly 320 right now, and he's got 8 home runs. I mean, he's not going to hit 40 in a season, but he doesn't need to hit 40 in the season. He needs to be the run producer. He needs to be the table setter, especially batting third in the lineup. I think he's an all-star. I think he should be an all-star.
No question.
And especially after what he did last night.
Yeah, look, he's about my size. He's not a power hitter, but he uses it to his advantage. If he's not the best offensive player this year, and he's whatever, but he's been the most consistent in a season full of bad at-bats. This team has had bad at-bat after bad at-bat after bad at-bat. It feels like he never has one. He's productive. We know he can run. And Brandon, he plays basically every defensive position, which gives them the kind of flexibility to withstand an injury. We don't pay as close attention to every team in Major League Baseball as we do to the Royals. And he wouldn't qualify as like comeback player of the year, but if they gave a most improved player of the year, there can't be anybody that has been more improved over the, we didn't know if he was going to have a roster spot when this season started. He didn't have a spot in the starting lineup. He came in and he took it. And he's been their most consistent player. It is a wild story that this is happening for him. And it is. I agree, Tommy, third is the perfect spot for him. But what a wild in a season that has surprised us in so many different ways. That's as surprising as anything. Nobody saw this from Michael Garcia.
Yeah, it was kind of him and Massey. It's like, who's going to be the one to grab a hold of?
Who's going to be the utility guy?
Yeah, and Michael Garcia has proven that he's not a utility guy. He's an everyday third baseman. He can go play. He can go play just about any position on the field, but he has proven to be an everyday third baseman. You talked about the key at bats. I mean, just in that third inning alone, India with a RBI single, 2 strikes, and then Garcia, his home run comes on 2 strikes. Those are just – those 2 strikes and 2 outs, those have been positions that we haven't seen this Royals team succeed in. But it was it's a different question – it's a different answer that we saw yesterday. Now it is only 2 games. We're not saying that now they're going to be the AL Central favorites and everything out there. But, just encouraging signs. The thing I liked the most about yesterday's game is just we were on cue heavy on Monday and Tuesday, just some managerial questions. But he managed that game perfectly with the bullpen. Schreiber comes on, faces – the bottom of the lineup when they pull Bubic, and then you go Ursig into Cruz and into Estevez, and Ursig comes on right in the heart of the lineup, gets Simeon Garcia and all them. You earned my trust back yesterday.
It's just amazing what a little offense will do for you. Lucas Ursig still isn't all the way back. He's not the same pitcher he was before the injury yet. Thank goodness they went and got Estevez, and I know he blew that game against the A's, but he has been is he still leading the American League in saves? He's got to be
20 now.
If he's not, he's real close. So like that has been a little bit of a godsend for them because Ursig has been a little shaky lately. He got hurt. Harvey hasn't pitched at all. They've really pieced it together, but there's just so much less pressure on those guys. If the offense will give you something that I think it will help them. Just throughout, big picture. Again, 2 games, they're still under 500. Nothing has changed from the early week conversations, and we'll get into this, but at a time where every game could make the decision of buying or selling or all of these things matter, this stuff matters. The next month is butt clenching baseball, man. Like, it is just going to be every day we're either riding high or we are insanely frustrated. And I'm not sure when that lets up. Probably not, though, for a long time, if ever. This wild card race is going to be this way. And we, you know, we thought that for a long time. What kind of streak can this team get on in a schedule like they're about to play, I think becomes the question. And that'll really, honestly, that'll tell us how good this team is. If they're able to get on a heater despite who they play, I think that as much as anything tells you, they need to just ride it out. Regardless of what happens, they need to probably just ride this out the rest of the way. If you're going to sell, it better be real calculating a real big return, because if they are capable, if it isn't about who they're playing and more just about them themselves, you got to be careful with that, Tommy, because they could, in theory, get a stretch in a wild card race that's so packed. You know, a 10 of 12 is on the table, and then boom, you're all of a sudden right back in it.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the butt clinching baseball, the high leverage situations, and the fact that one of the major criticisms, at least recently, for the Royals has been their unclutchness. I'm not sure if that's a word, but their unclutchness. But you know what? The way that they closed out the game last night, I think, is a good indicator that this team has the DNA to be able to do that. I mean, if you recall going back to, what was it, the seventh inning or eighth inning, they were up 4-3. And I'm watching the game and I'm like, man, like this is a really nervy time right now. And with how shaky things have been on the back end of that bullpen, you would really love to have at least one insurance run, if not two insurance runs. And the Royals were able to get two insurance runs and extend that lead out to 6-3 in the eighth inning. Then you bring in Estevez, and you're like, okay, with a three-run lead, all right, feel a little bit more comfortable here to be able to get the job done. That's un-Royals-like. They haven't done that recently. They haven't been able to provide much breathing room at all. Even when they were on that long win streak, they were scratching out victories. I mean, it was 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. And the fact that they were able to, in a clutch situation last night in the eighth inning, extend a lead out and be able to give Estevez a three-run cushion, man, I think that while it's one game, that's important. We haven't seen that, by and large, from this Royals team so far much this season. I think the other thing, too, and this is kind of a shift, kind of a 90-degree shift that I just want to bring up because I think it's absolutely remarkable. I don't know if you guys caught this on the broadcast last night. Mikel Garcia's three-run homer, the first Royals three-run home run since opening day. Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah, it's insane. We saw the funny stat about Jordan Beck for the Rockies tied for the lead in home runs at Kauffman Stadium this year with 3 and 9 at bats or whatever it is. It just hasn't been there. And there is a big difference knowing you can go score. Like, everything this year offensively has felt like it came at one time in a game, right? Like, at one time they were able to have a big inning and, like, that's it, right? Nothing else comes. It's, you get like an inning of scoring and that's all you're going to get for the day. It's one of the strange things. It's so funny too. If we'd have told you that at the beginning of this season, Mikel Garcia would be having a career year and be an all-star. Bobby Witt Jr. is playing well, albeit not as much power as we saw a year ago. Salvador Perez is about on the same home run pace and walk pace and strikeout pace as he was last year. And Vinny Pasquantino is about on the same pace he was last year. We think, all right, we're cooking. But it's just come in such weird ways and times that it, to the unclutch point, it just, it's never at the right time. It's felt like it's never been at the right time. If it times up, is a team that can stay in the mix and probably will stay in the mix. And so when there are decisions to be made about buying and selling, they're going to be tough decisions because, Brandon, I think there's a very real world that the Royals are in this thing and contending and within reach and still like trade a dude like Seth Lugo. I mean, I think that's a very real possibility. If there's a desperate team that comes in and they pick up the truck for you, you got to listen. But that doesn't mean they're like sellers in the true sense, because they'd still be content. It will be strange. It will be strange to see how they approach the trade deadline.
Yeah, because you could call it an embarrassment of riches when it comes to the starting pitching, at least just because of those numbers. When Cole Reagans comes out, there will be an odd man out. It's probably going to be Michael Lorenzen. Maybe they just throw him to the bullpen or try to throw him away in a trade, and then they just say, we're going to roll with Lugo and Bubic. Otherwise, yeah, one of those guys definitely could be on the trade market. It is just hard to see how this team can be a buyer just with their assets.
Buying doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense for this team because of how the farm is.
I think it could make sense. I don't think it makes – if the trade deadline was today, it doesn't make sense.
But what would – I mean,
their assets just
maybe a bullpen piece. But they're not. They don't need a starter. I don't think there's anything on the table in the lineup. I really don't. So I don't even know. Like they could all. Every team in baseball could use bullpen help. So maybe it's that. But it's not like they're not in the same bullpen situation. I think you guys would agree that they were a year ago, like where it was just like this is a garbage bullpen that's not going to work. That's not the case this year. They could use more. But they've still got a lot back there this year. They've got six starters that they feel good about. So I don't know what they would even go try to acquire. And I also think it's going to be too tight. And I think they'll ultimately be like, that doesn't make a lot of sense for us. I just don't know what it would be if they went after it. But again, like nothing that when we used to talk about, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. When do they do this? Should they do this? You know, with a couple of months now, it's like hell no. Anything until the actual deadline day.
Yeah, I'll double down on. I still believe, and I said this earlier this week, that I think all three different scenarios you can make arguments for all three of them.
Yep.
So I don't think that there's a clear cut. Whether or not they're buyers, whether or not they're sellers, whether or not they stand pat and do nothing, you can make arguments for all three of them, it makes it that much more difficult to try to telegraph what their plans are going to be.
It's also important to know, I don't know if the Reagan's news broke yesterday while you guys are even or on the air.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's not even throwing for 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
So,
but I think the Royals do feel positive about the news they got. You know, it's a grade one strain, a rotator cuff strain. So he doesn't have to have surgery, doesn't have to have anything like that.
We're not seeing him until the second half at least. And hopefully it is just that
it's healthy.
That season for Reagan's has not played out because it was one injury that led into another. So yeah, it's possible. We probably don't see him till late July. And hopefully he comes back and
wouldn't that make you think that they're probably not going to move a starter then? They're not going to move Lugo because they need the guys they've got.
They do. The fourth scenario, they could do both. They could both trade Lugo and go add pieces. They could get blown away by an offer and still go try to add pieces, which wouldn't be a terrible idea. You just have to be pragmatic about it. It'll be wild. We'll talk more Royals in the second hour. When we come back, we got the tournament director out here, Dusty Buell. I can't wait to hear how this is all coming back together. That'll be in our next segment. Tommy, we've got Ted. Now, is it appropriate etiquette for us to, yell yabba dabba do on a second iron shot for these guys coming down 10?
See how far they're hitting it?
Just to scream at them. Like,
I like yelling mashed potatoes.
Yeah, just whatever it is.
Baba Booey. That's what it is. Baba Booey.
Did you do that at the Masters?
I did not do that at the Masters.
I was surprised.
I would have been kindly escorted out of the building, out of the course.
We'll see how they're feeling there on 10. They're playing quick. They are moving this morning. Tee times were at 6:50. We'll also have Jay Delling come by a little later in the show. We'll let some of these guys play and score a little bit. Then we'll bring Jay in to let us know what's happening early in this tournament.
I think we've got Jay at 8:15, by the way. He's going to come in.
Perfect.
We are playing golf here this morning. We're out here having fun. The facilities are going to get rocking and rolling here in just a little bit. Joining us, tournament director Dusty Buell. Dusty, this is, never is going to go according to plan. We know that. This was as unplanned as you could probably imagine. We essentially had a hurricane through on Tuesday, yet here we are. Really nice work from you and your staff. What a crazy couple of days it's been.
That is working hour after hour, putting in the time to make sure that we can play golf, and to be honest, this course looks incredible, plays incredible, had a lot of compliments from the pros yesterday in the Pro-Am, and so now it's about shifting our focus to fan experience.
Let's talk a little bit about the course, and I know a lot of folks in the community and outside of the community saw all the photos of just what happened on early Tuesday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning. The fact that from where it was to where it is now, walk us through that process, the amount of effort that it took and the number of people out here trying to clean things up and how that process all played out.
Yeah, when I came out, I was expecting some damage, but when I got here, it was more than I could have even fathomed. Everything was basically gone. Trees were gone. Huge limbs blocking cart paths, rivers running through two of our holes. And you didn't think that there was any chance this tournament was going to go on. And you saw the outpouring of support from our community, from my team, from Crestview members, from Crestview staff, friends and family, and everybody pitched in. And DeWalt came through and donated chainsaws. And we were cutting trees, cutting limbs, and an assembly line that started at 1 and made our way all the way over to 14, 15, took us most of the day to clear that. And it was just one thing after another, and more people kept showing up, and they didn't show up to come take pictures. They came out ready to work, and I mean, truly, that's what we needed, and we owe everything to our community and the people behind us. And I think that over the years that we've proven that this is a community event. We do this for our community, for the community impact in dollars, and for the community impact in putting Wichita on the map. And so when something like this happens, just like I told the PGA when they rolled into town, we're full of resolve. We're going to make it happen, and this community is going to support us. And that's exactly what happened out here. I bet there was over 100 people out here. Hayden Lawn and Landscape brought a huge truck and trailer, and all of their staff. I wish I could just thank everyone, name everyone that was out here, but we were all here. We all had the same goal, and we worked to get to that goal.
I think it Dusty Buell joining us, the tournament director out here, it as much as anything, it just speaks to how much it means to the community to have this event. This is the event of the summer. I've said that for a long time. Golfers love it, of course. People that don't give a hoot about golf love it because of the festivities and the facilities that are set up and everything that goes into it. And the thought of it not happening, I think, just shook people a little bit. It doesn't surprise me at all that that happened. I mean, it just like not even a little bit does it surprise me. It's like, hey, who wants to come help? And then boom. And then all the help's there.
Yeah. And it's not that that help is expected, but I believe in all of us, our community, our surrounding communities, you know, Augusta, Andover, El Dorado, Valley Center, Derby, you name it, all of these surrounding supporting communities. And then right here in the heart of Wichita and getting these people out here. So,
And by the way, the entire city was leveled, right? Yeah, it's like, yeah. People are like, yeah, I'll get to my yard in a little bit. Let's go out to Crestview and chop up some trees there first. Like everybody got smashed, yet everybody still showed up. It's remarkable.
It's the same story. They come out here. We see that we're flooded, and they come out and they say, my basement's flooded too. I'll work here, and then I'll go worry about that when I get home.
Let's talk about the facilities a little bit because, you know, even though we've got the tournament going and things for the most part look normal, there are some changes on 17, on 18. Walk us through the way that the storm impacted those hospitality areas and what that's going to look like.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Expect changes. We're going to do everything we can to give you the experience you deserve. Today, Thursday, the venue at 18 is going to be closed. We just ran out of hours last night. My team and our volunteers worked 22 hours yesterday, went home for a nap, came back, and now we're back at it again. And we just ran out of time. Having 48 hours to put all this back together was a monumental task. And I think that we got about 3/4 of the way that we wanted to. But so 18 will be closed on Thursday. The plan is to reopen that on Friday. 17 will be a majority of open air venue. Most of our chalets will go on as scheduled, but there's going to be 4 or 5 chalets that have just a regular tent on it and limited shade. So I'm hoping that, you know, our community, our networking and our businesses share some space with others that need to get out of the sun. Our ambassador box is mostly unshaded. So, but all the chairs will be down on the tiers. There'll be plenty of place for everybody to sit. And then our single day tickets over in our party deck. If you purchase tickets and you're sitting in the party deck, it's business as usual. It's the one thing down here that did not get touched. We came back after 100 mile an hour straight line winds, and there wasn't a chair tipped over. So
wow.
It's just amazing how it happened. And, you know, that's the best we could do. We waited with bated breath yesterday as inspections were going on to tell us, are they worthy of having people on them? And they ended up saying, we have all the parts here. We can fix what's broken. And we are 100% confident that we're ready to go. Business as usual. Bring on the crowds.
And that's what everybody wants to hear, too. Now, logistically speaking, we're sitting on the Walk of Champions between 18 and 17. So people that are coming out to the party deck, this area we're in now, the fan zone, that access, everybody that's got access to the party deck has access here. Is that right?
Everybody on this course that has a wristband has access to the fan zone. And okay. I can't wait for people to see it. It is an upgraded experience of epic proportions. I got to think Una Vida, Anheuser-Busch, Michelob Ultra, they made this place look and feel like a true sports venue. And I think it's going to be a nice place to come, get some shade, get a drink, get out of the grandstands for a little bit, and then go back. It just gives you one other option out here to have somewhere to go.
Yep, it'll be good.
The community impact, Dusty, you talked about just the resolve of the community coming out and pitching in and everything, but the tournament itself and what you all work towards for that 356 days a year, all of the different things that this tournament benefits and the different causes and all of that, for people that maybe don't realize that, or they're coming out to watch golf and the community part of it, the impact part of it, philanthropy doesn't really come into their minds. What does being a part of this tournament, what does that go to benefit and help?
Yeah, the bottom line is that we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We function as such. Every single dollar raised goes back into our community and different organizations throughout our community, mostly helping children. We have a lot of plans as we go forward of what we can do and the money that we can raise. But over the last 5 years, we've given over $1 million to children's charities here in Wichita. And we don't see that slowing down anytime soon. And so KU Wichita Pediatrics is our benefiting sponsor, allowing them to do a little more with less and continue to support them, hiring therapists and putting counselors in schools that don't have them. It makes a difference. And we've seen it statistically that this tournament directly impacts the lives of not only community members here, but all around Kansas.
And that's a part of the reason people want to get out here. So for people that still want to get out here, you've laid it out. If you want to come party on Thursday, 17 can still be a party. What tickets, what can people still get access to?
Yeah, if you go to WichitaOpen.com, you can purchase the single day tickets to the party deck. You're going to have the same experience you've always had. We have bartenders ready to serve. We have Coke products, we have bottled water, we have a full bar, and that's all included with your party deck ticket. We still have plenty for Thursday. We have some for Sunday. We're pretty much almost sold out on Saturday, and then Friday is just right behind Saturday. So if you want a ticket for Friday, I would get it today. And Saturday is likely going to be sold out.
And then tickets to walk the course are still available, right?
General admission is $10 at the gate. You can buy it here in the Welcome Center. It gives you access to the entire court or course. You can upgrade that ticket to $50. That gets you in the fan zone, gets you all the water, pop, Anheuser-Busch products. You can drink. So it's a good value for people that just want to come out here, walk the course, and support a great cause.
And if you miss the chance to get on the party at 17, I have a feeling this will be a party as well here where we are. That's what Dusty was talking about, just upgrade a general admission ticket, and you can come in here and party with us as well. Dusty, I know you got a million things to do. We appreciate it. Nice work. This thing, I can't believe how good it looks after what we saw Tuesday.
We're not done yet. We're going to keep pressing. We're going to do what we can to make sure we add a little normalcy to this community. We know what we've been through, and we're going to get through it together.
and 18 will be back open tomorrow, not today. Everything else, if you're coming out, just get ready to hang. We're going to let Dusty go do his thing and chase down and put out a million fires. We've got golf happening right now. Jay Delling's going to jump in the next hour and take us through the early action here and what's been going on with some of these golfers. We're starting to see the vendors out here by us unpack a little bit. I'm real curious, Tommy, to see this area. I mean, if you saw the fan zone last year, which was great, this looks like what we saw. The only thing I can think of to compare it to, it looks like what was around Intrust Bank Arena for the NCAA tournament is what it feels and looks like to me. This is an addition to this tournament.
I love it because as much fun as the party is on 17 green and 18, I've always enjoyed because it's a nice little change of pace,
it
a little
has
bit
an
more
air conditioning
and a little bit more relaxed and all of that. This is going to be really cool because you're right smack dab in the middle. So as you enter in, if folks have been out here before, you know that you walk in right about where 18 green is, and then you make your way down 18 fairway if you're going to the 17th green. Well, this is another hospitality area, basically smack dab in the middle between where you enter and where the 17 green is. And I love the Una Vida tequila shipping container bar area that they've got set up. I mean, it's so cool. And just the fact that you can come out here, you can hang out, you can party in shade, still be pretty close to the golf. I know last year where the fan zone was, it was a challenge because it was fairly close to the 18 green.
Yep.
And so you couldn't be overly party-ish because people were putting on 18. This is a little bit different. So I love this location, love this area.
And if you're the fan of the golf, Tommy, you're going to see second shots here on 18. Everybody's
Absolutely.
Approach
Absolutely.
Is going to be right here. I mean, they hit it. We're looking at approach shots here. So it's going to be fun. Everybody come out, say hi. If you're here, just walking, if you're just here for the golf, stop by too, cause we'd love to say hello. Sports Daily, Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner with you live out here from the Wichita Open at Crestview Country Club. And we are ready to rock and roll. It feels like a long couple of weeks for everybody here. Just added to as a hurricane blew through on Tuesday. I'm ready to party. I am ready to just like cut loose with the Wichita Open. And I'm so happy that we're going to be able to do that.
Can you advocate? I know in your other role, your other life, your other world, can you advocate for adding some Una Vida tequila to your HTO?
Sure. Okay. And honestly, so like, we'll get Zeb to show you guys this party zone that we're talking about, but you've got like a regular bar over there that's going to have all the, you know, the beer stuff that Dusty was talking about. Una Vida's back here, which they've got, I believe, a full service. It looks like at least all the tequila, vodka. I do see a whiskey.
I see a sign that says shots and spirits.
Yeah, so they have all that. And then right behind that, there's going to be right on the other side of us is HTO. And we are ready to serve. I think we're going to have Ryan Palmer, of course, for the golf theme, which is basically an Arnold Palmer, which would be good with the spirits over at Una Vida. We will have our new Sweet Cherry, which I have not sampled with any spirits in it, but I'm sure it's good.
That'd be pretty good.
We'll have Sweet Georgia Peach, which is always good with anything in it. And then my very favorite, whether this is advocating or what, my very favorite like outdoor summer drink is our regular unsweet. You won't believe me when I tell you this, regular unsweet iced tea with vodka. There's like a chemical reaction or something with only that flavor where it like sweetens it a little bit. I'm not kidding. That's my favorite. That's probably what I may sip on a little bit out here today. But yes, that's what we want. We want people like come by, say hi, grab the tea, take it over to Una Vida, put something in. Or if you're looking for a relief, libations, we will have HTO there, to cool off, rehydrate a little bit, maybe recaffeinate a little bit.
Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Which that's a new addition as well. I don't remember ever seeing Chick-fil-A out here at the Wichita Open. So I don't know exactly what their setup is going to look like. But man, if I've got the opportunity for some HTO, maybe some Una Vida tequila,
yeah,
and then go grab a Chick-fil-A sandwich, count me in.
I have never put tequila in the tea. That is interesting. And the thing about what they've got, I'm just looking at their menu. They've got all these different flavors, like lemon vodka in an iced tea. Doesn't that make sense?
That sounds pretty fantastic.
Doesn't that make sense? You can put anything in that, Ryan Palmer or anything in that Sweet Georgia Peach, and it's going to be good. But there could be some sampling necessary. And I know these bartenders over there are ready to have as much fun as the rest of us are. This is going to be a great party. And look, it's so interesting with the Open. You have your diehard golf fans who are here for the golf, right? Then you have your diehard party fans who are here for the party, and everybody's together, and it's totally, it's fine, right? Like, no matter what, that's why it's so funny to listen to people talk about this tournament, and you're either like, oh, it's a pro event, you've got all these great golfers, or it's just like, oh yeah, it's this great party. It's awesome. 4 days. And like, I love it. And I'm curious to see now too, we're not butted up against the US Open, what that's going to do, and butted up against Father's Day. Of course, the weather, nobody knows what that's going to ultimately impact, but don't you think, based on what we saw Tuesday with the response of the surrounding community, even just like the members out here at Crestview, just being like, well, yeah, we're going to go get that ready to go. That tells me that it doesn't matter that there's not going to be an air conditioner on 18. It doesn't matter. Like, people are going to come anyway. Like, it's fine. Like, what? No big deal.
Yeah. During our break, I was chatting with Troy Jordan, who we'll have on the show tomorrow, the chair of the board for the Wichita Open. He stopped by and he told me that at one point on Tuesday, he was out here. He was on number 14 and he said he was looking down the fairway and he saw 25 Crestview members all over the age of 45 that were just out on the fairway with chainsaws and moving tons of wood off the course. And he was like, that's what struck me. The fact that, you know, these are guys that are not affiliated with the tour. They're not affiliated with the tournament. They're just, this is their home course. They're out here all the time. And you know, they've all got chainsaws and they're out here and they're working and they're trying to get everything done for this cause.
And of course, Crestview is a great sponsor of this show, Brandon. One of the reasons Tommy and I have had so much fun with having their partnership on this show is because of that sort of thing. Like, these festivities are going to take this golf course and put it in different condition than what it was before these festivities came through. But people they're good with it. You know, like it's okay. Like, it's fine. You've got another 8 holes you can go play, which again, like if you're coming out, I'm telling you, the South back nine is my favorite nine on this course, but like, there's plenty of that still over there, but man, like, not only are you okay with this coming in, taking away your ability to play for a little while, putting the course there where it's going to need to be repaired for a little while, but then like coming out and putting your own sweat into it to make sure that happens. That's pretty golf-like, country club-like, at least the way I grew up. Like, that's not, but yeah, roll up your sleeves, get out here. That's one of the reasons we really enjoy this partnership.
Yeah, it was really, really cool to see. And I mean, this city and this community has always cared a lot about this event, but I think you saw that to the nth degree this week. And it is just crazy how everything worked out. It very well could have been a wind goes one way, completely destroys 17 with those 100-mile-an-hour winds that were coming through the city. This very well could have been a completely different picture where there's nothing on 17, there's nothing on 18. There's just a bunch of people walking around for 4 days watching golf.
On that note, Brandon, like I remember thinking Tuesday morning, mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? I bet you they'll be able to have the course ready to go for the tournament. I wouldn't be shocked if there was no hospitality. Like, I believe that on Tuesday. I'm like, yeah, it's just going to be anybody coming out, they're going to just have to walk around and watch golf, and there won't be anything else going on.
Instead, it's going to be like it's going off totally. Without a hitch. Now, totally. 18, it'll be back up and running, what we expect tomorrow. But, yeah, it's going to be the same old party that Wichita is used to for the most part.
And, you know, like from what they did yesterday, I don't know what it looked like when you left the course yesterday, Tommy, but when we left around lunchtime, like 17 looked really different than it does right now. Like, there wasn't even the shade. Now, the bleachers survived and were okay, but the amount of shade they've been able to get up in a short amount of time over there really makes me curious to how much improvement they can make on 18 overnight. I think it will be significant.
I think so. It was interesting when my group 17 in the pro-am yesterday to play it, you're used to having a handful of people around that are putting finishing touches on the grandstands and everything. There were so many people around 17, and they were working not just on the grandstands, but the groundskeepers were working on the bunkers and working on the green. And we just kind of knew, like, even though we're playing in the pro-am, we're the least important people right now in this area. We just play, like, you've got to play around them. And at one point it's like, you know what, let's not even worry about hitting a chip right now because we're in the way of these guys that are trying to get this course ready to go. Let's just move on to the next hole. And that was totally fine.
Yeah, Brandon, it started to, when I first saw the pit, and it was before we even got on the air Tuesday, it was like, this tournament's not going to happen. How is this tournament going to happen? Then by the middle of the day Tuesday, it's like, okay, yeah, what Tommy said, they'll get this course in playing condition, right? Then it shifted to, oh, hell no, we're playing the Pro-Am on Wednesday. And it's like, really?
My tee time was at 12:30 yesterday, and I remember waiting for an email yesterday morning, the entire morning, saying that it was called off and canceled. And ultimately, the only delay, it was delayed 30 minutes. Tee times were delayed 30 minutes. That was it. And it blows my mind.
And Jay told us whenever me and Jacob talked to him Tuesday morning, they're talking about engineers coming out here. And I mean, at that point, when you're getting the really smart people involved, you're wondering how bad is it going to be, how significant it's going to be. But I mean, you sit here and you look out at the 10th fairway in front of us, the 18th fairway in front of us, you would never know that anything happened to this place. Now, I know the flooding got really bad on I think it was 7 and on 13.
Correct.
And I saw those videos. That made it look like this course was going to be unplayable.
But I think it's back to normal now. Like even when we went through, those holes were closed yesterday for the Pro-Am. They're back open today. But even when we that area, the water had receded enough to where it looked relatively normal for the most part.
Yeah, and fans are going to be out here, as far as we know, going to be able to walk the entire course as if nothing even happened. And it's just going to be a great party, some great golf as well. There's some really, really high-level golfers out here, and it's setting up for a fantastic weekend.
So we'll have Jay Delling coming by in the next little bit. He's going to chat about the golf that's happened so far in what's been the early action. They've been playing for about an hour and a half now. We'll also have Tim Fitzgerald in a little later this hour as we continue business as usual on Sports Daily. And Thursdays, we talk a little K-State with Fitz and go powercat.com. So that's all coming up for you. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Locations east, west, historic Delano featuring a rooftop deck, Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here. So we have all of this for you in this hour. We were with you for 4 hours live from this tournament. So we have a lot of time. We've got Zeb monitoring for any video comments. If you have any questions about the facilities or what it might look like if you're planning on or thinking about coming out, you can ask those there. We can probably get you an answer as quickly as anything else can. So we'll come back. We'll have more Sports Daily. It's Jake Balbrock, Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner. We got Max in studio producing. We got our guy Zeb out here on site producing. We're ready to party, everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.